Greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And this is for the recording date of Sunday, February the 16th, 2014. We want to attempt within the course of 3 hours or less to wrap this teaching up. The teaching of religion as pure science, uniting the religious and scientific community through the teaching of religion as pure science. This is how we must equip the children and the babies as they are tasked and missioned to build and create the Christ government, Christ civilization, Messiah government civilization here and now on this earth. We want to finish with the temple science. Then we want to go into the high priest, commensurate with the temple science. We want to go into Genesis and rethink Genesis in light of this African knowledge that today is called quantum physics, quantum mechanics, string theory, theory of relativity, the study of the atom. Then we want to go into the etymological roots of the word Christos, where we get our word Christ. Then we want to go into a couple of thoughts from the book of James. And move from those thoughts in the book of James to the Quran, and then wrap it up with some current events and current affairs. Now, we were in the science of the African Hebrew temple. This African Hebrew temple that really represents the whole construct of the universe, constructed on the principles of the divine union of the sacred and divine masculine with the sacred and divine feminine for the purpose of propagating life. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Jehovah is 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, carrying the meaning of the self-existing one or the existing one. To exist is to live, to have life at the highest level we're speaking of. So Jehovah or Yahweh or Yahuwah is that force, power, entity, spirit, energy that is the generator of existence and existing and living for all, causing us and empowering us to actually be who the Most High has determined that we be, commensurate with the universe, as we are a reflection of the power of the Most High in the universe, and the universe is a reflection of the power of the Most High within ourselves. Now, we had gotten up to dealing with that curtain. The temple was split into the holies, and in the holies you had the shoe bread, bread of life. You had the seven candlesticks, seven branched lampstand, that is the menorah. You had the altar of incense, which symbolizes the prayers of the saints, the prayers of the ancestors, that the youth and the babies would grow up to experience total freedom, justice, and equality. So all of that is on the west side of the temple. Then you have, that is called the holies. And this whole construct, sisters and brothers, is from Africa, from Egypt. The indigenous called Egypt Kemet. Kemet. In the Hebrew is Kamet, Kamite, where we get Ham, which is K-H-A-M, Cam, which is related to Kim, Kemite, which is what the indigenous referred to when talking about the land that we call Egypt. They said Kemite, and they were Kemites, okay? So this is Egypt, this is Africa. This whole temple construct is from Africa, Kemet, or Egypt, Ethiopia. Now you have this curtain separating the holies from the Holy of Holies. Before we get to what's inside the Holy of Holies, let us say this curtain. Now, sisters and brothers, some time ago I was reading either 1st or 2nd Corinthians, the portion of the scripture where Paul is speaking to men and women about how to conduct themselves in the church, in the temple, and was saying that women should cover their head, their hair, and men should not cover their head and their hair. And we, for a long time, have seen this as denigration of women, disrespect of women, male supremacy, chauvinism. But some time ago, we did this study in Sunday school, and I was reading this scripture, and I'm saying, wow, I know what we have been saying about this scripture, but it's looking like something different. Now, when you get to, I believe it's the word covering, cover, covering, and uncover in 1st or 2nd Corinthians. I'm going by memory now to prove a point about this temple. In the Greek, it came out to the veil, V-E-I-L, veil. The women put a veil over their face to cover their face. And so this is commensurate with the curtain that is in the temple that separates the holies from the Holy of Holies. So I began to understand that this veil, this covering, is equal to the curtain that is used to separate the holies from the Holy of Holies. And I began to see that this was deep masculine, feminine science, that the covering of the head of the woman was to remind us of the curtain or the veil that separates the holies from the Holy of Holies. And I began to see that this was not denigration. This was to clue us in to the temple and clue us in to the construction of the temple and how we are to understand sacred and divine feminine and sacred and divine masculine unity. And I began to see that the holies represents the masculine, the male, and the Holy of Holies represents the sacred and divine feminine. All right. I began to see how the high priest or the high priestess, sisters and brothers, in Africa, we had men and women priests. This high priest, high priestess, representing the sacred and divine masculine, entering into this curtain. And the word curtain in the African Hebrew language, let's hear the pronunciation of the word curtain in the African Hebrew language.
Strong's H3407. Yeri'ah. Yeri'ah.
Yeri'ah 3407 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. This word is a feminine noun. The definition is curtain and drape. So this curtain, this veil that covers the Holy of Holies is akin to the structure of the female, in that the structure of the female entering into the sacred and divine vaginal tract, that portion that separates the man, the sacred and divine masculine male man, from the womb, sacred divine vaginal tract and womb, that portion called the labia, if I have my anatomy correct. We are speaking divine spiritual science and looking at our anatomy as divine and sacred and not filthy and dirty. The temple is constructed on the universe and constructed on sacred divine masculine, uniting and in union with the sacred and divine feminine. So that portion that separates the male phallus from the vaginal tract can be seen as a curtain. And so this curtain that separates the holies from the Holy of Holies is like that which separates the masculine, the male, from the divine vaginal tract. Within that divine vaginal tract is the womb, the egg, fallopian tubes, and all of that has to do with life. So when that high priest or priestess went into the curtain, the veil, went into that which symbolizes the sacred divine feminine, the literal word curtain in the Hebrew is feminine, so that we may understand this sacred divine science. So the inside of the Holy of Holies is the feminine. The holies is the masculine. This has all type of symbolic meaning. When you look at the preacher, the minister, the imam, the rabbi, the religious leader, representing the sacred divine masculine, whether they are man or woman, their congregations, their people, are like the kingdom. And the word kingdom in the African Hebrew is feminine. And if my memory serves me correctly, that word kingdom in the Greek is also feminine, because we are the Holy of Holies. And the priest, the priestess, the preacher, the minister, the bishop, the rabbi, the imam, they are the sacred divine masculine coming into the Holy of Holies to produce life. Teach this to the babies. Teach this to the children. So leadership, no matter what type of leader you are leading, what type of organization you lead, whether you are the leader of a nation, the leader of a city, The people represent the kingdom. The people are the holy of holies. Words describing the people come out masculine and they come out feminine. When you deal with this word kingdom, the people are coming out in the feminine aspect of ourselves, because our leadership is masculine, whether male or female. The people are men and women, the leadership, male or female. That leader entering into the people, entering into the citizens, entering into the citizenry, entering into the kingdom, entering into the Holy of Holies, speaking a word that is commensurate with the seed of life, germ of life, that in the physical is called sperm. And that sperm is masculine and feminine. And the word carries the power of masculine and feminine, entering into the divine vaginal tract of the mind, the womb of the mind, the spirit, the heart, the consciousness. That ear is the sacred and divine vaginal tract. And the ear has a curtain on it. That little piece of the ear, you that are physicians, you that are doctors, is that the lobe, the ear lobe? That little piece of flesh is like a curtain that separates the outside from the inside, which is the Holy of Holies. So, the structure of the human being, sacred divine masculine, sacred divine feminine, that inner portion of the human being, the heart, the spirit, the mind, the soul, the consciousness, these are feminine qualities. And the rib cage and the outer portion of the physical structure is masculine, that is designed to protect all of those inners portion of the human structure. Because without the rib cage, without the protection, without the masculine protecting the feminine, then the feminine is left open and susceptible to all manner of that which is destructive. This is such beautiful teaching and understanding. Now, let's continue with this temple. The temple inside had a structure, the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant had on either side angels with wings called cherubs in the African Hebrew language. But in Egypt, this is from Egypt, this is from Kemet, it was called the Horem Aket. And the word Horem, coming from Heru, the representation of Christ in Egypt 4,800 years BC, having to do with the resurrection of the sun and light and knowledge. And then Aket is the womb. So what we have are words that teach us of the womb that carries the light, the sun, the child, and gives birth to light, sun, and the child. This is what the angels represent. This is from Egypt. This is from Kemet. Now, you also had the mercy seat. And the mercy seat, let me see if I can find that word. The mercy seat is feminine. And I'm going to take my time and find this word, mercy seat. It's in my notes. But I can't, let me see now. Hold it now. Let me see, sisters and brothers. Mercy seat. Let me see, is that Exodus? Let's see if I can find mercy seat. Yeah, Exodus 25 and 17. The word mercy seat, here we go. Let's hear the pronunciation, sisters and brothers.
Strong's 8, 3727. Caporeth
is the word for mercy seat. That portion of the Ark of the Covenant that was in the center of the two angels, Horem Akets, cherubs. This word is feminine, sisters and brothers. Now, why is the mercy seat feminine? Why is this word feminine? This is the place of atonement. The high priest entering into that sacred and divine feminine chamber called the Holy of Holies, presenting offerings to the Most High, represented by that mercy seat. Now, in Egypt, in Kemet, the Pharaoh, male or female, sat on the seat. That seat represented Ma'at, which is truth, justice, and righteousness. And Ma'at was symbolized by the beautiful black woman with wings. So the woman symbolizes truth, justice, and righteousness. That seat is feminine. The throne is feminine. And that seat represents truth, justice, and righteousness. And the feminine represents truth, justice, and righteousness. And this is why Lady Liberty is feminine. This is why the Lady of Justice is feminine. She holds the scales of justice. And Ma'at in Africa, Kemet, held the scales of justice. And the heart was weighed with the feather of an ostrich bird. And if the heart was clean and pure and righteous, it would be equal to in weight the ostrich feather, or lighter than the feather. You enter into the kingdom here and now. Here and now and forever. If that heart was heavier than the feather, then it was unclean, impure. You enter into death, hell, and destruction in the here and now. And as long as we stayed impure and unclean, we remained in the structure of death, hell, and destruction. But when we begin to clean the heart, clean the mind, clean the consciousness, then we begin to be light as a feather, and the heart light as a feather. So this seat in the African Hebrew is feminine because it comes from Africa, Egypt, Kemet, Nubia, Ethiopia. The African ancestors in Kemet, Egypt had holies of holies and holies, and had temple and had arks of the covenant. Research Brother Ashra Kwesi's work. Let me write that in the notes. One of our great researchers researched all of this type of knowledge and began to show the people Holy of Holies, and show the people holies, and show the people Ark of the Covenant, and show the people the mercy seat, and the concept of the seat and the throne as feminine, showing that a society that uplifts the woman is a society that is a righteous society. Once we understand the sacred and divine feminine, then we can double back to the sacred and divine masculine and bring union in those sacred and divine realities and produce life. Now, the high priest, we want to see the high priest and see the science of the high priest. We want to look at the high priest and see the power that is available to the babies and the youth. Now, the high priest had clothing. You may call it a costume. You may call, we'll just say the clothes, the high priest garments. How about that? The high priest garments. The high priest garments had two stones one stone in each shoulder, had a breastplate, and the breastplate had on either side two stones, I think under the shoulder, left and right. One shoulder had the stone called the Urim. The other shoulder had the stone that was called the Tumim. Let me see if I can hit this word Urim and Tumim, and let's see what we can learn. Urim, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H224. Ur.
It's pronounced Ur. It's masculine. And this word means lights. Now remember the phases of creation, and remember, let's see, Ha and Nun and Arnet, Ha and Harhet, Amun and Amonet, and Ha and Harhet had to do with darkness and light, the proper usage of darkness to produce light, night and day. And then Amun and Amonet had to do with that which is hidden and that which is revealed. So now the Urim had to do with lights, because we need to see. We need to have spiritual light. This is so interesting, sisters and brothers. The other shoulder, let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H8550. Tome. Tome.
Tome. Now it looks like Tumim, but the man is pronouncing it Tome. It means perfection. And I believe it also means integrity. Now, in my mind, I'm thinking that, yes, integrity, wholeness, fullness, also truth. I'm thinking that the tomb was over the, if you say the high priest is the son of light coming out from the east to the west, then his left would be the tumim. Now these words are masculine, but the left would be the tumim, because the left, the south side, is the feminine side. And then the right side, which is the light and the the masculine side, is going to be the and light. That's my thinking, trying to understand this science. Now, what was this used for? The stone would either come out from the or the Ur or the tomb. And this would show the high priest what to do concerning various situations. The stones provided the means of achieving a sacred lot. So you have a question for the Most High, and you take the stone, and depending on whether it came out from the left or the right, the Ur or the tomb, it had to do with revealing the truth. Revealing that light, giving you light and truth on a situation. Let's take this break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.